into the empty woods. Into the empty woods he moves through dead scrub and leaves, between lindens stripped for winter. Under the vaults of the creepers he moves, and through a whole century of second growth that shaped the land and everything beneath it, the incrops of rock, the wells bled dry. So much to lie down in, so much to cover himself with as he moves out of sight, as he walks back into a history that thrived long before he had the legs to take him there. The eyes to notice a moth on a limb is a hologram, is a shoot of light that bends through the mind of a bird. Here is where wings are hymn books, are precious gems, and always the cones crunching under him and his thoughts reaching past the salt licks, always his head beneath boots of thunder and lightning strikes. His eyes are closed, but he sees as a mole sees, diaphanous bird calls, sounds to guide his blindness. When rain strafes the canopies, he is involved somehow with the ache they spread deepward. Stiff and creaking, the trees are exhausted, like rusted mobiles in the empty woods. The sky surrounds it all like the inner dome of a skull, and he stalls for a moment and waits for the sight of a feather or a leaf, for the random flicks of the visible to break in on him sideways.